Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for December 2nd, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, it was a happy Thanksgiving for U.S. beef producers. The European Parliament voted last Thursday to approve a plan that grants the U.S. a country-specific share of the European Union's duty-free, high-quality beef quota. The agreement was originally signed back in August. USMEF President Dan Hallstrom says the approval by the European Parliament keeps this agreement on track to be implemented early next year. He says a U.S.-specific share of the quota will help make sure that the U.S. beef can enter the European market 52 weeks a year without any delays or interruptions. Both USMCA and a Phase 1 agreement deal between the U.S. and China appear to slowly be edging forward. The Hagstrom Report quotes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi as saying, "We are within range of a substantially improved agreement for American workers. Now we need to see our progress in writing from the trade representative for a final review." The Trump administration says the U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer will provide a written agreement to Congress this week. Trump says the Phase 1 deal with China is close. At the same time, he also says the U.S. is monitoring the situation in Hong Kong. Trump says we're in the final throes of a very important deal. It's going very well, but at the same time, we want to see things go well in Hong Kong. Farmers for Free Trade, a bipartisan coalition supported by America's top ag and business groups, announced a new ad campaign promoting quick passage of the USMCA agreement. The ad campaign launched with a $300,000 advertising blitz in more than 20 congressional districts. The ads focus specifically on the USMCA as badly needed for a victory for American agriculture. The 30-second radio spots feature American farmers who personally advocate for passing the agreement. The campaign also includes digital ads. The initial ad campaign will focus specifically on the home districts of many Democratic members of the House of Representatives. And it's been a difficult year for China to get a handle on its African swine fever outbreak, with a large portion of its production coming from backyard operations. The U.S. swine herd is predominantly raised in confinement, but National Pork Board Director of Swine Health and Information, Dr. Lisa Becton, says that won't keep ASF out of the country.
You know, unfortunately, I don't think this disease discriminates on production type. If you're a pig, you could get the disease. But I think there is some advantage that we have, at least within confinement, that we can try to control things going in and out. We have a confined population that we can look at for diseases. And some of the indication overseas is that the disease is not as, while it's devastating if a pig gets it, it doesn't seem to be transmitting as fast within the farm, but we're still monitoring that. Needless to say, we've got to be alert and aware and have producers educated that if they see something unnormal on their farm, call somebody immediately.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.